On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
First and goal. The young guy gets it and walks in. Touchdown, Chicago.
This sixth-round pick, Manungai, has added a lot to this offense. Here it is again, a simple little open up to the left, counter play, nobody there, nobody really wants to make contact at that point. When they know he's coming with that full head of steam, no way they're going to stop him there at the half-yard line. Impressive drive by the Bears.
We're back with more of the Scores postgame show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and by Turo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Turo.com. On Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live with the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Welcome back. It is the football postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Turo Tire. That was the Bears' touchdown in that game, the one that Kyle Manungai scored early, ran over some people on the way to that one and ran in. He is a nice inside runner. He does a really good job of that. We talked about his toughness, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that Tom Brady called him a sixth-round pick. Tom, of course, was a sixth-round pick. Manungai is a seventh-round pick. Not that I'm complaining. I'm just pointing out fact.
I heard some good guys come out of the sixth round.
They do. I can vouch for that.
I was curious. Yeah. Okay. No. Actually, guys, during the break, I saw something kind of cool. I guess Tom Rinaldi interviewed Caleb Williams after the game, and Caleb made sure that Cairo was with him, which I think is kind of cool. I know it's a kicker, but it was a neat interview between the two of them that he wanted Cairo there, and they're just praising each other back and forth, talking about belief and all that kind of stuff. But that's a good thing for Caleb to do, you know, to bring the kicker into the postgame interview and praise each other and talk about, you know, belief in each other and all that kind of stuff. I just thought that was a good thing for the leader of the team to do, to include everybody and give praise to everybody else. I just thought that was a neat thing, and I think that kind of sums up what this team is, right? Every what we're seeing is there's that belief, but there's all this bond that's happening as well, and I thought that was a pretty cool little moment there on Fox.
Yeah, and to your point, Pat, young guys becoming leaders. We've been talking about that a lot here around Chicago. Like, who are the Chicago Bear leaders? By that, I mean, you can bring in guys from the outside over the years, right? You can bring in a Joe Tooney to help you out, kind of like Ted Washington came in, and you learn a lot from him, right? And you learn a lot from these guys. Larry Wigham came in on special teams, and you learn a lot from guys like Reuben Brown. But the thing is that you want the young players that you drafted, the Chicago Bear guys, first-round picks, second-round, Darnell Wright, Caleb Williams, right, the Jaquan Brisker, those guys who grew up a Chicago Bear, who understand what it is for sure. You want those guys to become leaders, and that's changed the culture. And that's like you're talking about, Pat. There's a guy who understands how to bring the kicker in. Like, the kicker has to be part of your culture, right? He's going to kick game-winning field goals for you, like Robbie Gould did for us for a lot of years, man. They're important two-year football team. So that is a pretty awesome thing that he did.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear from Ben Johnson, shall we? His post-game comments. You can hear what he had to say right now.
I think Tyreek was the one that ended up getting reported for an injury there. So he had a hip and a calf. We'll see what that looks like tomorrow. Proud of the guys. 7-3, that's nothing to snuff at. And as ugly as it can be at times, this group's just proven time and time again that when it's close there in the fourth quarter that we're capable of finding a way. So first division win on the road. And really proud of the guys for how they fought there at the end. So open it up from there.
What did you think of Duvernay's return and just the jolt you guys needed at that time?
Absolutely. I mean, I think exactly what you just said. We absolutely needed that. He'd kind of been waiting for one of those from him, to be honest with you. He's come really close a number of times, and then he was able to capture it on the bounce there and got us right there on the cuff of field goal range. We're just a little bit out of it, and we're able to run it just enough to feel good about our kick from there. So, he got one of the game balls because of that. Very well deserved.
What's it say about Tyrell that he was able to come back and hit the game winner after he missed earlier in the quarter?
Yeah, well, that's who he is. You know, he's a high percentage field goal kicker anyway. So, I've got a lot of confidence in him. He's proven that over the course of the season. And really, he's been doing this for a long time. So, he doesn't let things one miss phase him. You know, we know it's high likelihood he'll make the next one. And so he really kind of embodies what we are as a team, very resilient.
You mentioned that word, resilient. There's a couple situations, like DJ drops a pass over the middle, the next play, Colson catches a 25-yarder. That happens throughout the game. What accounts for the resiliency on this team, team-wide?
Yeah, well, I think I think they just understand that we are really talented, and so it's just a matter of time before someone's going to make a big play for us. And so we've got playmakers on offense, defense, and special teams, and someone's going to show up and end up giving us the spark that we need. So, it was great to see Colston come alive there. We really needed that one as well. Give the Vikings a lot of credit because as always, they make you earn every little bit, every play. You got to be on your mess, and so that's what a Flores defense does, and that was certainly the case here today as well.
Best catch of the game might have been Nashawn's interception. What did you see on that?
Yeah, no, as a huge one for us right before halftime. They're knocking on the door, scoring range, and he was the game captain here this week. He was the guest captain. And so, I know it means something to him going against his former team, being able to haul one down. But really good coverage. He's so long that he's able to knock balls away or haul them in, And so we definitely needed that one.
Ben, you mentioned it was an ugly win. And you guys have had some that have come down to the last minute or so here. But what do you make of where your team's at, where you're, regardless of how you got there, you're 7-3, and that's – good spot.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think there's ups and downs in every game. There's a few things you wish that you were a little bit cleaner on over the course of it. I think we had a legal formation on one and things of that nature, a few drops mixed in there. Just those are the ones that you get, disappointed in, because those are more self-inflicted than they are anything else. And so, when it's, like I said, when you play a tough team like that, you need to be on your mess as much as you can, because they're going to make some plays themselves, which they certainly did in this game. So, it was very reminiscent there of the first game where we ended up having a lead and then allowed it to get interesting there. And we felt like we didn't make enough plays there in the first game to earn that victory. And so this one, we did. So I do think that shows growth as a football team.
With DeAndre Swift, it was hard, tough yards most of the day, but what did he give you at the end?
No, I felt it coming to life a little bit. They do a great job creating a lot of one-on-one blocks, and so if all it takes is one guy being off or you're mistargeted, they have a variety of fronts. I mean, it's what he's done a phenomenal job of over the last 2.5 years now of creating issues for the offense, and we had some. And so when it's like that, those backs, they understand what type of game it's going to be, both in the run game and in pass pro. There's a lot of interior pressure, and those guys got to step up to the plate and be able to stone those linebackers in the A and B gaps. And so I was really proud of how Swift and Manungai both ran and pass pro'd all day long.
And how do you evaluate Caleb's performance?
Hard to say. I got to look at the tape.
I know they've asked for the turnovers today, the takeaways you guys got. I mean, that right's in the end zone. That's about as good as you can see of an interception.
Say it again.
So Wright's interception in the end zone and the takeaways in general. What did you think about that today?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of been the story of our wins, right? Is when we know how important that statistic is of taking care of the football on offense and getting our takeaways on defense. And most of these seven wins that we've had, we've been winning that turnover battle. So no secret to us, no secret to our opponents, and we got to keep that trend going.
All right, that is Ben Johnson. What is your takeaway from that?
He's just like us. He's happy for the win, but there's a lot of work to do. You know, he talked about the drops, the illegal formations. I'm sure that drives him crazy as a coach because that's just pre-snap penalties he's been preaching about. And then the other one is just Caleb. He didn't give a response about Caleb's game. He wanted to go, you know, break it down on tape. If he had played well, he would have said he would have played well. I took that away at the end there. And then, you know, praising the special teams and the way that Cairo came back and made the kick was big. And then I forgot that Cairo hit a 54-yarder as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, we've been
dogging Cairo about not being able to kick 50-plus. I know it's indoors, but I don't care. It's a 54-yarder.
That was a season
credit for
long.
That. Yep. Yeah, credit for that. And then Devin Duvernay and Richard Hightower and a special teams unit coming at the end. That's what I took away from that. But I did think it was very interesting that he gave really no comment on Caleb's game.
Mm. Pat, how do kickers work on getting more distance? Is it just weight room, or what do they do?
Strength, technique, where you hit the ball. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's the same as golf. You got to be able to compress the ball, but it's strength and technique. It's like anything. You work with a coach trying to figure out how you get more torque. It's like all the stuff you're doing with your athletes, Olin. You know, you're finding out where your weaknesses are. They're all doing that now, and that's why these young men are making 68-yard kicks, because they're starting out at 10
asking,
years old.
It's crazy,
yeah, they're starting out at 10 years old, and they're getting their technique is polished by their 14, and then they're learning how to train. They're figuring out what their swing is, how they swing, and all that kind of stuff, and what their deficiencies are, and that's how they're getting better.
Just adding strength to their skill. That's really interesting.
Yes.
I noticed, Mully, that he talked a lot about cleaning up your – staying on your mess. I think I know what he meant by that, by mess, but – you know, just talking about how hard it was to go against Flores. And you, Mully, talked about in the pregame show how big of a matchup it is. Ben Johnson and Flores have so much respect for each other, and that they were complimenting each other and going against each other. And he just talked about how they create one-on-one blocks. You saw in the fumble, they brought what they call a crow, the cornerback blitz, right? Off of the closet. That was one of their adjustments. The Bears like to go a lot of what they call closet formations, right, where the receivers are close to the lineman and they pack everything in. But one of the hard things for a lineman there, or if somebody making a call is Caleb or Dahlman, is you can't really see if the cornerback is blitzing or not, right, because he's going to come from right there off the edge. But as Pat talked about, Romo Dunze had great hustle on that play to get to the ball. But I thought that was the most interesting part about it, Mully, is you were just echoing what you were saying in pregame, how tough it is to go against Flores up there on the road, and how much respect he has for that Vikings team.
The Bears had 6 penalties for 40 yards, which isn't as awful as you might think, but I think Minnesota had 2 for 15. Mm-hmm. And that's interesting because they grabbed the running back's face mask at least twice that I saw. That was crazy that they couldn't get a call on that.
It was obvious, too. I think it was like a sweep.
It was right a sweep, and his head ref. Went like right yeah, in, was, the ref's looking at it, and the guy's head's going the wrong way. I mean,
yeah, right. What? Right. I think everyone who was a Bears fan jumped up and screamed face mask, right? Face mask. I mean, did you not see that? So, to your point, Mully, you know, the Bears did get some penalties, and the Vikings seem to get away with a few today.
Yeah, and obviously the Bears didn't have any sacks, I believe, right? But they did impact the passer. They did hit him a couple times when he was throwing, and they got called for a personal foul on, I believe it was the second player in. I think, was it Sweat who was on him, and somebody came in over the top, so that's going to happen. And it didn't hurt them, so that was good.
And Grady Jarrett did play a little better. You know, Olin, you talked about the turf. I thought he affected the game a little bit inside. It wasn't great, but he did have some rushes in there that affected the game. So hopefully he's getting healthier, and I don't know if they got any more turf games, but he did look better on turf.
A guy I was really worried about going into the game with his matchup against Darrisaw was Austin Booker. And I thought he wasn't terrible. I thought he wasn't bad. I thought he played the run pretty well. There was I think it was the first third down. He did that long arm he does with his left hand. And I think he actually ran Darrisaw over. I got to go back and watch the film. But Austin Booker held up a lot better. Actually, the run defense held up a lot better against the Vikings offensive line than I thought they would. Now, some of that was J.J. McCarthy just missing, you know, like Addison on that first shot they tried to take. He missed him on the corner route, overthrew him, and then Addison dropped the ball on the third down. But all in all, I thought he was – Booker, I didn't even think he was going to show up at all today. I thought he flashed at times to make plays.
Yeah. 312-644-6767. Let's try Johnny. He's in Homer Glen. Hey, Johnny.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I hear all of you guys, you know, happy, right, that the Bears got a win. And for the most part, everybody seems happy. But what I noticed right at the end of the game, Caleb Williams walked off that field with the most upset look on his face, and he was shaking his head. And there was a coach trying to talk to him. It looked like Caleb Williams was the losing quarterback. It looked like he had just thrown an interception that lost the game for his team. He did not look happy. I just wanted to hear what you guys might interpret into that. Why do you guys think this guy walked off the field so mad?
I mean, honestly, from my perspective, and you guys can correct it, they on third down, they got like 9 yards. It was a fourth and one, and I'm guessing that he wanted a shorter field goal attempt. I'm guessing he thought, given their field position, that they would do better on that series, right, or on that possession.
Pat, you mentioned this earlier on. Yeah. What did you think?
I just think I think he's disappointed. I think he has a very high standard of himself, and I love that. I have no problem with a quarterback walking off that way. He's gonna. We saw in the interview with Tom Rinaldi, he was smiling and, you know, happy with Cairo, but he's upset. He wants to play better. You know, he wants to. I guarantee you, ask him. He wanted this game to win by 10. We should have won this game by 10. You want your players to have that standard, and that was the feeling I got when I saw that he was, okay, he's happy and elated with the win, but he's also evaluating himself and saying, hey, I've got to play better. I've got to put together, you know, a better game, and that's what I saw from it.
Yeah, this is my thought was when I was watching the game, I saw some frustration throughout the game, and what I thought was what was happening, and obviously I got to go back and really watch the film, but I thought Ben was taking the ball out of his hands in critical situations like the red zone. I thought he was throwing screens. I thought he was running the ball. And I thought Caleb wanted the ball in his hands to make the play at that time. Right? I don't think he wants to run the ball on third and nine. I think he wants to throw the ball. He wants to be the guy with the ball in his hands throwing the football. I think it was like a third and four. And even there was a outside zone screen play that they threw, and then another screen play and then a run. And there were a lot of times in the red zone that they didn't – if there wasn't Caleb catching the ball, stay in the pocket, either throw the ball or make a play with his feet. So that's just me guessing on what the hot tea might be. That's what my kids call rumors and, you know, things that are get people in trouble. But that's just one of the thoughts I thought was going on there. Like, hey, man, 39, I'm the first pick of the draft. Like, put the ball in my hands. Let me make a play.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean – but you're so right, Olin. It did seem like Ben Johnson was running a rather conservative game plan. Like they did that thing where you go out and you pretend like you're going to go for it to try to get people to jump off sides. But they were never going to go for it, and I think everybody in the building knew it.
Yeah, the point is to win the game, though, right? And you do. But you know what? Here's the thing. If I'm the coach, Pat, I'm not sensitive about him being mad, right? I'm not at all. But that's what I want. That's what I want him to act like. I want him to be wanting the ball in his hand. So I don't really care, you know. The buzzword nowadays in like kids' sports and athletics is this silly body language thing everyone talks about. This guy has bad body language. Like, oh, what? I mean, yeah, they're pissed, man. I mean, they're pissed about making a bad play. They're pissed about sitting on the bench. I don't even know what you're talking about. So I don't mind. I'm not sensitive as a coach if someone is mad at me for the play I call. And I just say, hey, look, man, you want to win the game. You want the ball in his hand. Earn the right to do it. But I want him. I go into a room later and I tell you, Pat, if you're my assistant coach, oh, man, I'm happy he's pissed at me.
Sure. That's what you want. Like, you want that standard. You want that competitive nature. You want that. You don't want somebody like, oh, man, thank God I don't have to deal with third and nine.
Right. Oh, no, Jonathan Quinn came up and said, we're going to run the ball the whole game. And I was like, wait, hold on now. Hold on, you're the quarterback, bro. Don't you want to throw the ball?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. 312-644-6767. You're listening to the Football Post Game Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bears playing three defenders way deep. Three-man rush. McCarthy throws to Justin Jefferson. Now they do a little lateral. I think he got it back. Oh my goodness.
A little trickery.
Trickery almost turned into disaster. So that'll take us to the break, where the Bears satisfied what they've seen here. Their defense doing it again. Two more turnovers. And the offense put together a great drive with a touchdown from Kyle Manungai.
Welcome back to the Football Postgame Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. And that is the hit of the game. That's Tyreek Stevenson forcing a fumble that was recovered, but it basically ended the half. And that's sponsored by Estwing Professional Tools, made in the USA for over 100 years. Estwing.com.
His injury makes me nervous.
Yes.
That's the big one. When Coach talked about that in the post-game press conference, I don't think we brought that up, that makes me nervous. That means you're going to 3, 4, and 5 down the list, right? I mean, that's kind of scary for the future, and thinking what the future is if Aaron Rodgers is healthy. You know, that's a quarterback, I don't care how old he is going to take advantage of your cornerback. So that scares me a little bit. And, you know, I don't know. That's one, I think, the last person, probably the last position you could deal with an injury at. You know what I mean? Besides Caleb, of course. But, like, you know, as far as a position group, that's the last one you could deal with.
That's when you walk in the building, you walk up to Jalen, you're like, how you feeling, man? Feel good? You're ready to go? You look good out there.
Just got a lot shorter.
You
look, huh?
Your window just got a lot shorter there. But yes, Pat, the injuries there. And then we talked about how good of a job Al Harris and Dennis Allen has done. And we talked in a pregame show about should the Bears be getting the defensive coordinator getting a little more criticism, right? And then to come out with this performance today, first the Minnesota Vikings and Tyreek Stevenson goes down, obviously at that late drive versus, like you're talking about, Pat, what is now, you know, the fourth and fifth cornerbacks there, right? Mm-hmm. With Kyler out, Tyreek out, Jalen out, Nashawn goes in. So McLeod would be the fifth guy you'd put out there on the edge. And to your point, that drive didn't look very good. So you have a right to worry about it, right? Because when they had that group out there, that's when Minnesota went down, drove down the field, as Mully talked about, converted the fourth and four, and then never got stopped again.
Yep.
All right. We've got we can hear from Caleb Williams if you'd like to. We've got a strong 5 minutes of him that isn't the entirety of the post-game comments, but I think it's pretty good. Why don't we do that? Let's take a listen to the Bears quarterback after the game.
You guys have had these all season. I mean, what was the ride like at the end of this one?
Yeah, same as always. Go out there, do your job, be calm as possible for the guys, be poised in those moments. And, you know, I think overall, when you do your job, when we execute the plays that are called, obviously having the big spurt of the kick return by Duve was exciting. But when we get out there on the offensive side, it's just do your job, execute the plays, and have a more dominating mindset than the man in front of you.
This team has yet to learn that killer instinct yet. Do you feel that?
Kevin
Meyer.
Yeah.
Do I feel that?
Yeah.
I think part of it, because there you have to have a killer instinct to be in these games and finish these games the way we have. You know, to fight all the way through and come out victorious, you have to have a sense of killer instinct. But for the idea of killer instinct, speaking on when there's blood in the water, you know, we got to go and, you know, when the defense turns the ball over for us and we get the ball back, we got to put up 7 points. When they get three and outs, we got to put up 7 points. And that's a mindset and belief that we have to grow towards and get better at. And that's something that I was preaching on the sideline. And, you know, I'm going to keep preaching that because we have so much talent. We have so much belief. We have so much of a great coaching staff and, you know, all these different things. And there's not a time for me that I want to maximize the most than when I'm out here with these guys. And so having the killer instinct in those moments is really important to me and for us as a team because, we have, like I said, we got the coaching staff, we got the players, we got the talent. We just have to go out there and do it.
What counts for the ability to come back and win these games? It's not always the offense, it's not always the defense. Today it was special teams help. Like, what accounts for everyone being able to do that?
Yeah, something that I've spoke about before, living in the know. It doesn't matter when, it doesn't matter how, it doesn't matter who, it doesn't. We got the guys, we got the coaches, we live in the known. And so when our moment comes, when their moment comes, whoever it is on the team, we'll make the play. And so, like I said, we gotta get better throughout the game. But, you know, when it comes down to it, we know we're gonna make the plays at the right moment, the right time, and we're gonna go win the game.
For a moment, did it feel like shades of week one? Just so you guys have the lead, the lead's gone. Like, how did you get it to change the outcome this time around?
Yeah, I think the belief that we've grown within the locker room is what changed. I think that's been the biggest thing throughout this season so far is the belief. And when you have belief, when you have the trust between each other and the guys and things like that, you know, these moments don't seem too big. These moments, you know, they're a lot smaller. Everybody's a lot more focused. Everybody's a lot more poised when something goes wrong. And I think that's what we've done a good job of since, you know, I would say since the first week. Is growing that belief, growing that trust. And like I said, we got to find ways to win earlier. It's something I'm going to preach until we start doing it. But, you know, I think that belief and trust is there.
What's going through your head when Duvernay
take, you know, sees that space, you can kind of see it up there.
Yeah, I was standing, I told Duve actually, but right before the game, that he was going to make a play for us this day. And he did just that. And I was actually right there when I saw Duve starting to bend the corner, you know, back to us. And you could kind of see the stampede of people on the right side. And, you know, you kind of feel and see all the space over here, and just had a feeling that he was going to make a big play right there. And he did. And, you know, we're super happy for him, super proud of him. And, you know, we're proud that you know, he's on this team and he's making plays for us like that in those big moments. But, yeah, you know, things going through my head in that moment is go win the game.
Did you have a thought about that before? I mean, do you usually tell Duvernay stuff like that, or do you have a certain inkling?
I think, you know, if I see him before the game or anything like that, maybe. But, you know, today just felt like the day, and I told him that before the game, and ended up kind of working out that way.
Yeah, but what were some of the things Flores threw at you? Maybe it was different than you've seen before?
Or yeah, he brought a lot of this week he brought a lot of corner CAD and things like that. We were able to either pick it up or get the ball out, or would see him and, you know, throw hot or throw a check down or anything like that. So I think overall we did a good job with that, and that was one of the wrinkles. And then, you know, he has a bunch more wrinkles that he's thrown in there. He had about, you know, a couple times, you know, throughout the game, you know, dropping back. It's you know, you're trying to figure out the coverage, and a bunch of different guys are flying in different areas. And it's always fun playing versus him, because he's such a good D coordinator, and he has such good talent over there. And so a lot of respect to them.
All right, that was Caleb Williams after the game. I don't know why, but I love that killer instinct conversation, because he's a killer at the end of the game, but is he a killer all game long? You know, we heard that a couple weeks ago, I think, from the offensive coordinator, from Declan Doyle. I love hearing that guy talk, because he kind of puts into words what Ben is saying behind the scene, in my opinion. And they talked about, it's great what he can do at the end of the game, we just got to get him to do it throughout the game. So I don't know that Byard necessarily was talking about Caleb, but I just find that fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I find I wish he would use the word "we" a little more than "I," but that's okay. We'll get over that part. What he's got going on there.
Watch your pronouns, son.
Yeah, just that part of like I and I'm going to do this, and I thought he was a sailor. I, captain. The killer instinct part, right? Just after an interception, getting 7 points and not 3 points, right? I think they went and even they punted, right? And they scored a touchdown. I think they got an interception and they got a field goal, and then they got the ball back, and then they punted, and it ended a half. If they score again, they get a 2-for-1, and they don't, right? They don't get the ball in the end zone. You could take a pretty big lead there and late in the second quarter, and you got to go through all that again and what happened and why didn't it move the ball. I know right after Byard's interception, where he does a great job, he's in zone coverage, and he's watching the quarterback and sinks and picks that off. But right after that interception, it's a loss of yardage by Monongai, a tackle for loss, and then an incomplete pass on third down, and we get a field goal there, and then get the ball back, and they got to punt it again, and you know you're getting the ball back at the end of the half, and that could have been right there at least 14 or 17 points, and that is what they're talking about when you define what did it mean by killer instinct. That's a moment in the game where you can put a lot of points on the board, Pat, and put that game away.
Yeah, and what I hear there is the mentality and mindset. He wants to be a killer, right? He wants to get those points after takeaways, after three and outs, and I get that. And I'm okay with a little bit of the eyes, Olin, and this is the reason why, because I want him to take ownership of this offense. I think
I'm just glad you agreed with me today, disagreed with me today and not Wednesday, and then tell me about it next show.
That's common.
No, but I agree with you, but I want to hear from him, because I've been talking about ownership of this offense, that I want him to be the figurehead. I want him to take, you know, to get upset when guys line up illegally, jump off sides. And I know some of that's on him as well. It could be his cadence, but the great quarterbacks, and I've heard you talk about Drew Brees taking ownership of that offense. You know, that's his. That's his baby. Mm-hmm. Like, you do what I'm talking about. Let's make this thing great. But there has to be a little bit of the eye in it, and I'm okay to hear a little bit of it. I don't want to hear it all the time, because that's not going to be good for the team.
We'll,
they don't want to hear
we'll,
that.
We'll agree to disagree.
Yes, okay. That's what makes us good teammates.
At least now you're disagreeing with me while I'm still on the radio. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not with the midday show, and you tell me about it 3 days later.
Oh, that's
you
know right. I mean? That's right. Mitch told me to. He said it makes good radio.
Oh, there's no doubt. Well, all you got to do is watch ESPN, watch them all scream at each other. That's the way
that's
it goes.
Right.
You
that's
know?
Right. That's right. that's all I got.
I'm just wondering, if I ask you a very simple question, are the Bears a playoff team? Do you feel it's yet to be determined, or do you feel the answer is yes, or is the answer no, and can you tell me why?
I think the answer is yes because they're 7-3, and we take a look at their schedule. There's winnable games, and I mean, even if you go all the way to the end, Pat, and you say, okay, will Detroit be playing for anything in that last game, right? Well, who will be playing for Detroit? Is that another win? And Cleveland Browns, right? And the Steelers coming to town at home. And can they beat the Packers at home? I think the answer to all those games is yes.
Wow.
They can do it. And I think they are a playoff team. I thought they were going to lose today, and I still thought they were a playoff team.
Right.
I still thought they would make the playoffs, even if they lost today. And to me, today, Pat, and You figure the games you think they're going to win, they'll find a way to lose one, right? But the games that you think they're going to lose, hopefully they find a way to win one. And I thought they did that today. They found a way to win a game I thought they would lose, and they did it with a kickoff return.
Right,
so I think the answer, Mully, is yes.
And Pat? Owen, I'll agree with you on that one.
There's no fun in that.
No, but I do. I mean, they are. I mean, right now their record says they are, but I think they're one of those teams that's the outside looking in, right? That they're in there and that the people, you know, there'll be a lower seed. But the one thing to me, man, run games travel in the playoffs. I think that's something that if they can improve, and Coach Johnson talks about, we're going to be playing our best ball in December, and if they have a run game, that can change a game. That can change an outcome in a playoff game. I'm not saying they're going to make a run to the Super Bowl, but that could maybe win a game in the playoffs. But I do think they're a playoff team right now, and I think they're one of the better teams in the NFL, but they're not, you know, a favorite to move on week to week in the playoffs.
Let me ask you guys this question. If Kyler Gordon and Jalen Johnson come back, would you want to see the Bears in the playoffs?
No.
Really?
No. I don't think you would.
Why?
Because I do think they're going to get better. I do think offensively they will get better. I think that run game, and then I think if you put Kyler Gordon, if you put a number one corner and a nickelback with Kyler Gordon's ability and Dennis Allen's, you know, vision of him, I think that's dangerous. I really do. Yeah. I think those two players make a big difference for that defense. We saw it for the 1 week or the one half they played together.
I'll agree with you there, Pat, but here's another thing too. Let's say Tyreek Stevenson is not as injured, not that badly injured. So week 16 or 17, they walk out their starting secondary on the field.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Right? They walk everyone out there, Byard, Brisker, Jalen Johnson, Kyler Gordon, and Tyreek Stevenson on the field for Dennis Allen. I mean, would you want to see this Bears team in the playoff? They're 7-3, man. Wow. They got to find a way to get healthy and get in, Mully. And then I don't know what we'll be watching from the Chicago Bears.
I mean, personally, I really think – there's a lot of improvement on defense. I think Dennis Allen's doing a good job. You saw it today. And I think when their secondary improves, they're going to be even better than they have been. And I don't know. You know, Ben Johnson was very adamant about the idea that as the buy-in goes on, the team will get better. The offense will get better. And we talked about it in the pregame. There's going to come a game where Caleb is going to suddenly start hitting some of these passes that are just missed right now. Maybe you get a ball to a guy while he's actually moving the correct way, and who knows? Who knows what that leads to? But you could potentially be improving as the season goes on, as he claims they will.
Well, and if you improve your defensive backfield, right, with those players, the pass rush is only going to get better. Because they're going to the quarterback's going to be sitting back there a little bit longer. And then if you look at today's game, Caleb missed two long balls early, two deep throws that were guys were wide open. So if he can start hitting those, that changes the game at the onset, right? That puts you, you know, that just gets you your offense kick started. And he's missed a lot of those. And we've been talking about him missing those open throws. Don't miss the layups, as Bob Wiley would say. He missed two early layups.
Bob Wiley mention. I love that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But you know, but if you think about it, Mully and Pat, like TJ is out too, right? TJ Edwards is out.
Yes,
all I'm saying is this: this is best case scenario,
right?
That they get healthy. And Pat, to your point, if your cornerbacks are on the field, you can add someone to the pass rush, right? You don't have to put so many guys in coverage. Which, to be honest, Dennis Allen doesn't do much anyway. He's so aggressive. But they are, like, when you watch this team and they got to 7-3 with these injuries and all these holes that they have, and when you look down the line, you're thinking, man, they do have a chance to get a lot better, especially on defense, if they get as healthy as I think they could get.
And you know, I know you mentioned this earlier, but I thought Booker showed something against Darisaw. He had at least a couple plays where you were like, wow, like that's actually – he could be getting better. I'm not predicting anything. I don't know. But maybe you get something more out of him and Dominic Robinson on one side – as you improve your secondary. And, you know, Sweat, I kept hoping for him to make plays. I don't know if he's going to. I don't know if his play time will improve and he'll start doing more, but he's certainly well paid.
And you'd like to see him win a little more and show up on third downs and pass plays, and especially that drive they had to take the lead, Mully, to your point. It's a fair point that you want to – that's when you're big, highly paid – pass rusher, defensive end type player, you want to see them showing up constantly in the quarterback's face. And it looked like JJ, obviously got to go back and watch the film, that he was sitting pretty comfortable in the pocket and just delivering to guys.
The closer. Be the closer. Yeah. Mm, all right, we'll be right back. We're going to finish it up next. You're listening to the Football Postgame Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire on the Score.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Now they're going to deal with their own version of a very difficult third down defensive scheme. They got to get to the 28. Williams throws underneath. They go to Lovett. Way to go. And he's going to get there. Oh, and he's still going. On a 3rd and 13, they convert to the rookie tight end.
Yes, indeed, we are back on the football postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. We've got the great Olin Krutz and Patrick Manley and myself, Lowly Mully from the morning show.
And guys, the number one morning show.
It's been a pleasure.
That's right.
Well, that's because you are an appointment radio guy. Everyone says it. So,
see, I didn't want to say it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say
no, it. But you get a huge share of that. Owen is the man.
Mully should start taking ownership and say I more and just over.
Come on, Mully, man.
It's I. It's I.
Learn from Caleb,
yeah,
man.
Right. Yeah. I've been beaten too much in life. I mean, physically beaten. I told you that one time, Olin. I told you that I've been beaten up by people worse than you. I don't worry about whether you're going to come at me. I've been through it. But seriously, what happens next week? I mean, the Bears come home, you know, alleged team owner. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's still owning anything, but Aaron Rodgers, the ghost of Aaron Rodgers, will be here to haunt them. What happens? Feel good about that game?
I do. I feel good. I thought that was one of the games I had them winning, right? To get to the playoffs. So I do feel good about the Bears at home. I feel about, like Pat talked about earlier, the way they're running the football, the way they play defense. I think the crowd is going to be excited. I think the Soldier Field is going to be electric for these guys, Pat. They're 7-3, man. It should be. It should be loud there. The fans should be there to support this team. I think it's going to be a hard place to play for the Steelers to beat the Chicago Bears, and especially if Aaron Rodgers is out. They do have names, right? They do have Watt. They do have Hayward. They got Terrence Metcalf, our former teammate's son, DK Metcalf. They got Aaron Rodgers. They got a really good young center, Frazier. I think he's one of the best in the NFL. So it's not going to be an easy win. Obviously, Mike Tomlin's group always comes to play, but I think it is a game that they can win, which we keep talking about this Bears team. Not something you said a lot in the last 3 years.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the record, 6-4. It's just they don't, you know, if Aaron Rodgers is hurt with Mason Rudolph in, that makes it a complete different ball game, I think. I just think, you know, Ben Johnson keeps preaching, and I keep saying, and I'm a believer in Ben Johnson now, what he's doing. Their best football is going to be coming in December, so I think they're just going to get better and better. And at home, I think it's going to make a difference at home. And I think coming off a win against the Minnesota Vikings, that it's just unbelievable win that they pulled off again, being 7-3. I think they have a chance. I think right now, I think we all believe, right, in Chicago, they have a chance any Sunday with what we've seen.
Yeah, and you said it earlier, Olin, you know, the idea that Minnesota a year ago was 9-1 in one-score games and 14-3 on the year. The Bears are now 5-1 in one-score games. That is an excellent record for a team that has struggled at different points over the years, and it's such a different season than a year ago. You can't help but feel like there's a little special involved.
Definitely, and they just switched places, right? They just found a way to win games, and the Vikings find a way to lose games. So there is a definitely special involved in this year, and it's been fun to watch.
Yes, it has.
All right, we wanna send out a giant thank you to Tyler Buderbaugh for his wonderful work. He does a great job. Everyone pumping their arm up. Thank
That's
you,
right.
Tyler.
It's a win. Hey, man. We haven't enjoyed this song in a while, Mully.
I know. About it. Hey.
It's funny, Mully. You bring up the Steelers. Like, I can't wait to dive into their film, though.
Yeah,
like,
let's
the
go,
other
week,
since late in the year, you'd be like,
I've
been watching college tape, studying coaches, and watching breakdowns of press conferences. Now I get to look forward to watching the Steelers and Watt and their Frazier the center. I can't, like, all that stuff. I can't wait.
We want to thank Sean Sears for all his great work, cut and tape, getting us the coach and the quarterback in the post game. Thank you, buddy. And obviously, we want to thank everyone for listening. Thank Mitch and Ryan and everyone at the Score. And we should mention that Olin will be on tomorrow morning. Patrick, you will be on Tuesday. And Big Ant will be on next. So the post-game show is next. If you're waiting to give your opinion, sorry we didn't get to everyone, but just stay tuned and you can talk to Big Ant. You are listening to the football post-game show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. Another fun day on the Score. Cool.
a job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.